And rather than taking out of the abundance of all of his sheep, he went to his friend's house and took his sheep, slew that sheep to feed his neighbor. What do you think about that? What did he say? He said, that man ought to be what? Strung up. He's going to be killed. He ought to take his life. He ought to pay him back. This is wrong. And he looked at him and he said, thou art the man. You're the man that did that. See, the Lord knows how to correct you. With gentleness. Not in his anger, but in gentleness. He said, you're the man. He said, but listen, you're not going to die, but the child will. Now, listen close. David heard those words. He was going to live, but the child is going to die. So he starts fasting. He starts praying. He quits eating. He goes outside and hits the dirt. The Bible said he laid on the ground. They tried, the Bible says, to pick him up. He wouldn't get up. Leave me alone. He's boo-hooing and crying, not for his mistake, but for his son. And he's crying. And they said, why don't you eat? Leave me alone. Why don't you come out of your room? Leave me alone. Why don't you quit? Look, David, just leave me alone. He's in a wilderness. I don't know what to do. What did I do that for? Look what's happened now. And then he saw the whispering. And then he knew the child. He said, is he dead? They said, yes. You know what they were whispering? What are we going to tell David now? Boy, there's no telling what he's going to do because he's eating dirt out there now. He may commit suicide. He may run off a cliff. He may drive his car over a bridge. What's he going to do? He may overdose with pills. What's David going to do? I'm scared to tell him. What are you doing? Is he dead? And they said, yes, he's dead. He shocked them all. He shocked them all. He got up. Straightened up his clothes, washed his face. He said, y'all got any food? And they set food in front of him, and he did eat. And they said, we're confused. He said, while the child was dying, you were weeping and crying, and now that the child is dead, you're up. He said, who can tell what God will do? Who can tell? I don't know his ways. I know what he said, but I don't know. He might change his mind. But since he hasn't, can I tell somebody if it's over, it's over? He said, it's over. He can't come to me, but I can go to him. And he ate, and he went to the house of the Lord, and he worshiped. And then he went and comforted Bathsheba and went into her, and she bare him a son immediately. And the Bible says, and the Lord loved him. You don't know the ways of God. You don't know why you're in this wilderness. You never figure it out. You've got to say, Lord, just lead me. I don't know why Joseph went to the pit. It looks to me like we're going to bypass the pit and went right to the governor's mansion. But the Lord had a reason. So at the end, he could say, you meant it for evil, but God meant it for good. You never know what God's doing in your life. When you get into the place where you think there's no way, I'm telling you, look up, for your redemption draweth nigh. Let the redeemed of the Lord, the Bible says, say so. Woo, hallelujah. Lean not to your own understandings. Hallelujah. But in all your ways, acknowledge him. And he shall direct. Would you stand with me tonight? Let's sing that old song.